Yeah, this certainly continues here with these winds as the primary cause for travel problems here, as we do have those winds that will continue to gust here out of the north at about 20 to 35, preceding 40 to 50, or exceeding 40 to 50 miles per hour throughout the day today and into tonight with that. So that is certainly going to be a major concern with blowing snow. And then the snow showers falling as well, still looking at accumulations from today into this evening, anywhere from 2 to 4 inches in general, but it's definitely the blowing snow, not the amount of snow, that's going to make things very difficult. I mean, we've sustained winds right around 30 miles per hour continuing through much of the day today, with those gusts 40, 50 mile per hour plus to continue to complicate things.
Paul, seemed like this storm system maybe shifted a little bit over the last couple of days to give us a little bit more snow. Would I be correct on that?
You know, it's pretty consistent with the track. I think there was, you know, a couple of models that were a little bit, you know, had some bigger discrepancies. But it was, you know, from what we talked on Friday, I think it seems like it kind of came in as we thought it would, at least from what I was looking at, from the models that I was looking at. But, you know, this thing was definitely going to be a major wind event. And any snow, just a few inches, we knew it was going to be a big concern for blizzard conditions.
Still, I take it the heaviest snow, the most amount of snow, I should say, the further north, northern Nebraska, the Dakotas, there, I'm sure, get a bunch here in the next day or so.
Yeah, especially as you get up into the South Dakota area. That's where you get into some of the heavier amounts. And so it's definitely, you know, for Nebraska, it's just that, you know, 2 to 4 or 5 inches and a major winds that continue to make things real difficult. So, yeah, none of the big snowfall amounts in Nebraska, the way things have shaped up.
But things on the up and up, Paul, as we get later on the weekend for the Easter weekend coming up, it's the forecast does get better, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It doesn't take too long to get our way up in those temperatures by Wednesday and Thursday. And taking us into the weekend, maybe a couple of rain shower chances as we get towards the weekend.